Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. It is so nice to see your faces. I'm so glad that you joined us here today. And if you're joining us online, I welcome you online and wanted to do a little shout out to Carolyn Tate and tell you how much we miss you here. Yes. And so, as you all know, I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And so let's start our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's exactly what we are doing here, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to have that realization that, yes, that one infinite presence lives within us. That it is none other than the very essence of our own divine nature, of our own spirit, of our own beingness. And because it's the very essence of our own beingness, we can never be separate from it. That means that we can never be separate from the wisdom that God is, or the peace that God is, or the love that God is, or the wholeness that God is. That is the truth of who we are. And because what happens is, as we recognize that that infinite presence lives within us, as well as all around us and in and through everything, that then we come to life differently. We come to life with a sense of greater centeredness and a sense of greater peace and tranquility, as well as our own authentic power. We come to the world differently because it is easier then to be the presence of peace, or to be the presence of love, or the activity of love, when the world is not reflecting that back to us. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial to everyone. So thank you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And Stacy Robbins is with us today as a solo act.
Thank you.
And she's going to lead us in singing the prayer chant, I Open Up, that will lead us into that evocation. So I invite you to just begin to settle into yourself, to find that place within you that is beingness rather than doingness, that place of stillness within you where you can touch your own I am-ness. I move within, where I let go of my thoughts and feel the peace, the comfort, and the security of my deeper self. And relaxing more, I open my heart to accept the peace and love that is all around me. I recognize that God is always right where I am, and it loves me as its beloved creation, which gives me a feeling of peace and support. And moving deeper within the heart space, I realize that Spirit is present in and through our lives. It is the light we experience when we open our minds to see the good in each and every person that enters our daily activities and our life. It is the love that comes to us when we are open to the beauty that is everywhere, which brings a feeling of joy into our hearts. Today is our day to fully experience and realize we are the light and love of Spirit. As our hearts expand to encompass the all good which is moving through us and surrounding us, I truly give thanks for this understanding and experience of the divine. I bless everyone here in our sanctuary and all people everywhere. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless Stacy. And I know the all good is present in and through our service today. I bless all spiritual paths and know the activities today are a blessing to all. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. Realizing that all action starts in and is a result of consciousness, prepare your mind to receive the best life has to offer. Become aware of the one presence, the one life, and the one Spirit, which is God.
drop all sense of lack from your thought and know Spirit works for you through your belief. All things are possible to Spirit. Therefore, everything is possible to you in such a degree as you believe and accept the operation of Spirit in your life. There is something within you which is completely aware of its oneness and power and of its unity with life. Loose all thoughts of discord and fear and permit the true pattern of oneness to come to the surface of your mind. And so today, I allow divine wholeness to flow through me in ever-widening circles of activity. Every good I have experienced is now increased. Every joy that has come into my life is now multiplied. There is a new influx of inspiration into my thought. I see more clearly than ever before that my divine birthright is freedom, joy, and eternal goodness. The divine presence interprets itself to me through love and friendship and through peace and harmony. And so it is.
It is so easy to see how the divine expresses itself so magnificently in this room. From the beauty of the divine as Stacy's voice, to the creativity of the divine as the music and as the lyrics, to the intelligence and the order of the divine as wait until you see what Joy Janes has done with all of the little coffee things and organize them and they're all in little squares to carry and you don't have to move anything, to the love and the connection that we feel with each other, to the generosity of the people that have brought things for the school project or that bring snacks or that are willing to make coffee or help set up the room, all of that generosity and all of that givingness, how that is the activity of Spirit, and the support and the care that you all express and the love towards each other. It's just so lovely. There is an abundance of good in this room. All of that is the infinite expressing, and we are conduits through which that good expresses itself. At Centers for Spiritual Living, we are actually a pan-entheistic religion or philosophy. And what that means that that one infinite presence expresses itself in and through and as everything that we see in this universe. We teach that there is one infinite creative power in the universe, one intelligence, and that it is everywhere present at all times. It is all power, it is all intelligence, and its nature is good. We say that it is immanent, which means within us, as well as transcendent, which means outside of time and space and form. It is both. It's kind of like I think of a balloon. So if you think of a balloon has air inside of it, and there's air outside of it. It's the same air, and certainly the air that is in the balloon is not all of the air that there is. There is this abundance of air that is everywhere present. That air fills the balloon and gives it life. That air fills the balloon and gives it form. It also enables that balloon to be exactly what it's supposed to be, to fulfill its purpose. We teach that all things come from that one, and all things are animated by that one, just like that balloon is animated by the air. At Centers for Spiritual Living, we teach that God is not a man or a person, but instead that God is a principle that is ever present, everywhere present. It is a power, it is an essence, and it is the very fabric of everything. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, in all, over all, and through all the power there is, all the presence there is, all the love there is, all the peace there is, all the good there is, and the only God there is omnipresent. Consequently, the infinite is in and through everyone and everything. In and through everyone and everything. The trouble is that sometimes we kind of fall back into that old, maybe childhood rendition of God that we were taught. That old idea of spirit or God or the infinite, whatever you call it, that we maybe sometimes forget and think that it is a person, that it is a being. And if it's a person, then we are somehow separate from that, because that is a distinct, separate entity. We sometimes forget that the nature of that one is good, that it is the good itself. And from that old paradigm, then, sometimes we get into thinking that God could possibly withhold some good from us. We think instead of recognizing and thinking that it is the all good that is ever present. So it's not that God is withholding, it is instead that we must change our thinking, that we must change our beliefs or our consciousness in order to receive the good that we are somehow thinking that spirit is withholding from us. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes also says, since our spiritual understanding is not sufficient to enable us to mentally set bones, we call in a surgeon. Since we cannot walk on water, we take a boat. We can only go as far as our spiritual knowledge takes us. Principle is infinite, but we shall demonstrate its power only at our level of concept of it. We demonstrate according to what it is that we believe. The second obstacle is that sometimes we get stuck in our egoic perception, in our ego thinking. That ego's perspective sees everything and everyone as separate and distinct and sees otherness. The ego's perspective is one of competition and oftentimes fear. I saw one of my clients last week, hairdressing client, and I was telling her the story that I told you all, I forget if it was last week or the week before, about running errands on my day off that week, and how everywhere that I went, I had some conversation with some woman that was like this heartfelt, lovely connection and conversation, and what a fabulous day it was. And she looked like this. She goes, oh my gosh, I don't talk to anyone when I'm out there. I don't talk to people. She goes, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid they're going to steal your identity? Or aren't you afraid they're going to rob you or steal your stuff? No. You know, that's coming from two different perspectives about life and about God and about the nature of life. There's one perspective that there is God and people, that they are two entirely separate things. And then there is the perspective that there is God in and through people. God, Spirit, the Infinite One, as each and every single one of us. There is a perspective that there is a power for evil that's going to get us and that we have to fight against. And there's a perception that there is certainly evil in the world, but there is no power for evil. There is one power, and that power is that infinite presence of God. And when we recognize that presence, we create a space for it to come into our lives. We create a space for it to show up in our circumstances and in our situations. We only experience spirit where we see it. We only experience the good where we see it. In the book, The Foundation of Mysticism, it says, "The reason for the discords of the world is that God is present only where God is realized. The problems of the world are because God is present only where God is realized. God is present where God is observed, where God is known, where God is seen, where God is felt, where there is an opening to see and receive and experience." So the title of my talk today is Everywhere I Look. And I'm talking about looking for that presence in everything, looking for that infinite one everywhere we go. I'm talking about when we come from the awareness that that infinite one lives in us and lives in all things and in all people and in everything, that everything changes. Our perception of life changes, our experience changes, our responses change. Everything about the way we experience life is different than if we were to see everything separate and apart from that divine presence. When we come from that awareness that that one infinite presence lives in us and everything else, we are lifted up. And we create a greater space within us for the fullness of spirit to show up. In that perception and witnessing the divine, we actually create space for healing to occur. Healing to occur both within us and within people all around us in all sorts of different ways. Where we witness it, we create space for it to show up. I know that we all want to have an awareness of spirit in our lives. We want to have an awareness of spirit in everyone's lives. We want to have an awareness of spirit in all things. We gain that awareness by looking through the perspective or through the lens of oneness. Through looking through the lens of omnipresence. Reverend Dr. Petra Weldes tells a story about when she was exposed to the idea about praying without ceasing. And to pray without ceasing means to see the divine everywhere. Praying without ceasing means to live in that awareness that spirit is within and over and around and through everything, as truth, as the ultimate reality. That is to pray without ceasing. And so she says, "I had no idea what that actually meant, and even less how to do it. I pondered this for quite a while and kept coming back to my teacher's explanation that this was about experiencing oneness. Well, I definitely experienced oneness in the mountains and in the woods, but never in the city, and seldom with most people. How was I supposed to experience oneness when the world was filled with terrible people and horrible experiences and hard edges of the man-made world? One day I simply decided that everything I looked at I would silently name God. Coffee cup, God. Table, God. Partner, God. Air, God. City street, God. Book, God. Ideas in the book, God. Author of the book, God. At first it felt silly, and then it felt stupid, and then somewhere along the line it felt curious. What is it about this thing or person that is God? I continued like this for days. Weeks went by. All of a sudden my curiosity turned to surprise. And over the months, my surprise turned to awe. Over the years, my awe turned to a profound realization that oneness was real and that I was absolutely in love with everything I looked at because I could see God. So as we move through our lives, we can ask that question, what is it about this person or this thing that is God? Or how is the infinite present in this person or in this situation or in this thing? How is God present in Stacy as beauty? How is God present in this room as love, as life? How is God present in joy as order, as intelligence? How is God present in this thing? How about as stability, as solidness, as intelligence that it took to create it? We can see God in everything if we're willing to look through those eyes. What is it about this thing or person that is God? We want to know that we have access to the good and that we can depend on that good showing up in our lives. We know that we have access to that good when we remember. When we remember that spirit is the very fabric of everything. When we remember that spirit is the very fabric of life itself. It is the nature of capital L life. That good is not just the nature of life, but it is its nature to express itself. Its desire, that infinite one, that power for good, its desire is to express itself. Pietro Weldes also said, spirit's desire to give itself into expression is the impulse behind creation. Spirit's desire to unfold is the impulse behind creation. Spirit's desire to express is the impulse behind creation. And in the book, The Foundation of Mysticism, it says, God in the midst of us is not only mighty, but the only mightiness there is. Not that God is a great power that is going to do tremendous things for us, but that God is the only power, and nothing need be done for us. We don't have to coerce God to give us the good that we desire. We don't have to coerce God to give us health or to give us wholeness. We don't have to coerce God to give us peace or an opulence of good. We don't have to coerce God to give us love to express in our relationships or power to create our lives out of. All of those things already are the nature of life. They're the nature of our lives. They're the nature of who we are. Peace and power and wholeness and love and goodness. They're the nature of our very lives, the lives that we're living. And so our recognition of that presence and our acceptance of that truth, that it's the very fabric of everything, our belief in that infinite one, creates fertile ground for all of those things to take hold in us, to set down roots, to grow and to flourish and to fill our lives. But it's our recognition and our belief and our acceptance and our embodying it that makes that happen. Not that God has finally decided to give you those things that you want. It's our embodiment of that truth, that it's already in existence, that enables it to happen. And so my invitation to you this week is to look for spirit in everything. To look for spirit in every situation you find yourself in every person that you see, including those politicians that you don't like and don't agree with. How is the infinite present in that person? Remember that that infinite one is a presence and a principle and an essence that fills everything with its beingness. Remember, it is immanent in us and transcendent, filling all of space and all of time beyond this world. To ask yourself, how is the infinite present in this? How is the infinite presence present as this? That's why I talked in the very beginning about not thinking that God is a man or a person that's in the sky, because that's hard to see that in this situation. But when I name that presence something else, like intelligence, how is intelligence present in this person? Or how is love present in this situation? Even when you might not be able to see it on the surface, looking for that. Pray without ceasing. See the divine everywhere present, imbuing all things with its allness. And shift your perception so that you witness the divine within all and the divine essence of all and the divine as all. And as you do that, you will know that you can never be separate from that presence. For as you see it everywhere around you, you will know that it is also right in here. You will know that that one is truly ever present, everywhere present. And you will become a conduit for it to show up in this world as in a greater way than it has before. And you will be acting as a beneficial presence everywhere that you go. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you walk this path of remembering that which you have come from, remembering that which you have come for, that which you have come as. Blessings in this path of awakening. Thank you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to be reveling in this awareness of that infinite presence. That infinite presence that is the very essence of love, the essence of peace and beauty and power and wholeness. And to recognize that this infinite one is truly infinite. Beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding, yet that which we understand we can lean into, and we can live in, and we can live as. And so today we just allow our consciousness to marinate in the truth of spirit, that which was before time began, and that which is everywhere present. Majesty and miracles and beauty and wonder and glory, that it is its pleasure to unfold itself as this ever-expanding universe. For creation is not finished. It is an ongoing thing, not just in this entire universe, which it is, but also in our lives and in this world. And so what that means then is that we are never limited. We are never limited by what we see, for that infinite one is present in and through and around everything. And so I claim and know right now then that that presence is expressing itself as intelligence within humanity. That it is inspiring and unfolding new ideas so that we might live on this planet in a better way, in a more healthful way, in a more unified way. That it is expressing itself as intelligence in the scientists and in the discoverers and in the politicians and the decision makers. so that solutions are unfolding themselves, new ideas are unfolding themselves, so that we might restore this planet to peace and harmony and health and balance. For balance is the nature of the divine. And today we are living in that law of balance and order. And so I recognize that that presence also just unfolds itself through each and every single one of us. It guides us and leads us into our greatest paths of fulfillment. That presence unfolds itself in our bodies as health and wholeness and balance and right action. And I actually am just going to rest in that truth of right action everywhere present. For I know that there is no other power. There is no other force. There is no other beingness. And so today we just rest in that, knowing that our good is assured in every single way. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I invite you to join me in saying, "And so it is."
And so it is.
So if you'll join me in saying our affirmation today. Today
I pray without ceasing.
I shift my perception and witness the infinite one within myself and everyone and everything. I create my opening for a fuller expression of spirit. And so it is.
It is so fun to get to spend my morning with you all. I just love it. So a couple of invitations and announcements for you. One is, as you see, they're doing construction on the bathrooms here. It's going to go on for several months. So if you go, you can go through the patio or you can go out this door on this side. There are porta potties and hand washing stations. If you don't want to use a porta potty, if you walk down the sidewalk a little ways, there's actually another real bathroom that's in the park down the way if you'd like to use that. Just to invite you to check in on Meetup and tell us that you're coming, to follow us on Facebook and share the talks when they come out. We have a sign-up sheet in the back if you would like to join any of the teams to bring coffee or snacks or help us set up or help us break down or be a greeter, any of those kinds of things. We are really looking for people who are willing to make coffee maybe once every 6 weeks or something like that. Like I said, Joy has created this whole structured thing that has all the cream and the sugar and the stirs and all that kind of stuff. You take the air pots home with you, two air pots, one you bring with hot water, one you bring, you make a pot of coffee and you pour it in there and you bring it, and that's it, and then you hand it off the next week to somebody else. So if you're willing to do that even once, we'd love for you to sign up to do that. If you're not on our email list, if you're not getting the blurbs of what we're doing as a community, you can write your email address on this paper and give it to Ray, our sound and video person, and he will make sure that you get on that mailing list.